Welcome to episode 290 of the TDR Now podcast, the first English-speaking podcast focusing on the Disney parks in Asia, including Tokyo Disney Resort, Hong Kong Disneyland, and Shanghai Disneyland. We also talk about other theme parks and travel. And today, we're going to be talking about a little bit of pop culture and, as usual, shopping. I'm one of your hosts, Trish. You can find me at the tourism office in Urayasu or on social media at Instagram at Dream Suites Love. I'm a city guide. And with me, as always, is the amazing Chris. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How was your trip?
Good so far.
Because I know you are on many adventures right now.
Yes. I'm currently in, well, I'm in Florida, and I'm going to be up in Canada. And then back to the States again, because I'm doing Horror Night stuff and everything before I get back to Japan. So keeping myself busy this summer.
And you met up with one of our lovely listeners.
Yes, I met up with them and it was very lovely.
Wonderful.
So I'm excited to talk about these characters because...
Me too.
I don't think we've done an episode on just characters before, have we?
I don't think we have. No.
Like we've talked about some of these characters, of course, at some point, I'm sure, but not in great detail as to where to find the characters, things of that nature, because I think a lot of people that come to Japan have some sort of favorite character. There's a character somewhere that you like or love, associate with something, right?
Absolutely.
Japan has so many characters. You're going to find someone that you relate to in some capacity.
Yes.
Whether it be, let's say, Gudetama, the lazy egg. Well, I think everyone can relate to a lazy egg in some capacity.
Of course, yeah.
Of course, you know, Disney characters, which I guess are not really Japan specific, but...
But they take on a life of their own here, right?
They do. Ghibli characters, Nintendo characters, bunch of other, you know, Sanrio characters, and just characters that were just completely made up, you know, wasn't really attached to anything, and then they just took on a life of their own. Mascots. Like all the prefectural mascots, you know, some of them have taken off.
Yeah.
Like, was it Kumamoto-san? Is that his name? Kumamoto, the black bear?
I cannot remember his name. Maybe it is. I don't know.
And then
I know Chiba-kun. Oh, Funashi. Yeah.
Funashi.
The unofficial kind of character, right?
Funashi is just one of those characters. It's just like, yeah, wild. If you Google them, you'll see... Memes galore of that character. And Funashi is a fruit, right? Or it's supposed to be a fruit.
Nashi.
Yeah, Nashi. Yeah. So it's supposed to be a fruit.
I want to see Funashi versus what is the Akihabara Yuru character?
Oh, I don't know that one.
The really crazy one.
Oh, I'm not sure.
That's like always like destroying stuff. I'll figure it out later. But yeah, some of them are like, they have like pretty hardcore following. When you travel, like people travel to Japan, I really think like kind of like a fun souvenir, like of course there's like famous characters, but look into wherever you're traveling, what they're called, like Yuru Kiara, which are kind of like low, I don't want to say low quality, but like they're kind of like local characters, whether they're part of like the prefecture or like the city or like that area, and they're really kind of interesting and unique, and some of them are pretty wild, like the one from Nara, which is the deer man.
Yeah, the deer man, that's a weird one. That is strange.
It's so weird, but I'm kind of like, I love it.
Yeah, there's a lot of prefectural characters. I know there's a Twitter account that's dedicated to them.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
I'm just gonna look it up real quick here, but yeah, the prefectural characters are cute, some of them.
They are.
Oh, 10 famous Japanese mascots and why they're popular.
Oh, cool.
First thing, Yuru Kara, Kiara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Domo-kun. Everyone knows Domo-kun.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
From NHK. Oh, it's Kumamon. Kumamon is the black bear.
Kumamon. There we go.
Oh, we forgot about this one. Barisan, the little chicken thing with a crown.
I don't know that one.
Imabari City in Ehime.
Okay.
Hikonyan, the cat with the samurai helmet on with horns.
Yeah.
Samurai. Yeah, the city of Hikone. And then Sanomaru. Oh, I haven't seen this one. Oh, the city of Sano City in Tochigi.
Oh, hey.
They have a little cat with a bowl of ramen on its head, like flipped over. Oh my goodness.
No.
Yeah. He wears a bowl of ramen spilled over his head and holds another famous local food, deep fried potato skewers.
Okay.
Oh, that's cute. I can't believe I haven't seen that one. Sorry, I'm just reading through this. I just found it. I'm just going to read through it. Okazaemon. I've seen this one. It's a weird one. Okazaki City in Aichi Prefecture. It's a creepy, cute mascot. It looks like a, I don't know how to explain it. It's an all-white character with a black, it looks almost look like a black helmet on its head.
Okay.
His face, facial features are made out of a kanji, oka, mm-hmm. which means hill. And then on his body is zaki on his chest. This is very strange. There's another one, Rehui-san,
mm-hmm.
Niigata Prefecture. It's a, it almost looks like the father or the, whatever his name is from Curious George, you know, with the yellow hat, the yellow suit.
Oh, really?
It kind of looks like that with a mustache and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Nishikokun, which is from Nishikokubunji.
Okay.
Characters based on Kawara, a circular decorative roof tile that you can find on buildings in the city. It literally looks like a circle with legs and a face. Oh, and Meron Kuma from Hokkaido.
I don't know. The other, like the ones towards the end, I have no idea. I've never seen these.
You've never seen Meron Kuma?
No.
So melon bear. And it's a brown bear, black bear uh-huh. with a melon on his head.
Aww.
It's from Hokkaido, which I guess makes sense. Melons makes and sense. Bears. Yeah,
they got melon there.
Oh, that's cute.
If you come to Chiba, we have Asari-kun, which is like a clam shell with arms and legs. And Chiba-kun, you've seen it, right? And Chiba-kun, which I have a sneaking suspicion that his body lives in our neighborhood because they film these dancing videos. And it's 100% in this apartment building in our neighborhood, every single one of them.
That's funny.
So I feel like his body is kept there. One of the cute ones in our city is the garbage mascots. Have you seen them?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so I like the non-recyclable one. I forgot its name, but it's so freaking cute. It's like all black and it's like these little antenna on its head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's really cute.
So like there's so many. And those are like Yurukiara, right?
Yeah, like local characters is probably the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Drawn by someone in an office somewhere in the city, you know?
They're like, our city's famous for this. Let's do it.
There's just so many characters.
What's your favorite character? Like, in general. It doesn't have to be Yurukiara.
In general. Probably one of my favorite. Well, Gudetama's kind of an easy one. Everyone loves Gudetama.
Gudetama, they filmed him in our city.
Did he?
Like yeah, for the
show?
The Gudetama TV show. You know how, like, the backgrounds are real? Like, it was in front of Hyatt Regency.
What? I think I knew that. I think I knew that.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, right by the house, like, right in front of the park, so.
Oh, my goodness.
So, when he's talking to, like, the, I think it's the fourth episode or so.
Okay. I can never remember the character's name, but he's a little otter. He's a little cute little otter. That's one of my favorite ones. It has a strange name, so I have a hard time remembering it, but he has, like, these funny catchphrases. So that's one of my favorite. I think it's from Line. You know when Line started hiring people to make stickers for them?
Yeah.
And then some of the characters became famous. Mm-hmm. I think that was one of them at some point. It's a cute little otter. Oh, it's bugging me now that I didn't write his name down. Oh my goodness. I'm going to have to look it up. Yeah, there's a cute little otter. That's probably one of my favorites. I really love him. Yeah, that and I guess Gudetama. I really like Gudetama.
Yeah, Gudetama's cool.
Yeah. I can go on about like the Nintendo characters, but we don't need to get into that. Maybe for like a Sanrio character other than Gudetama, I love Dear Daniel.
Oh, he's cute.
I love Dear Daniel. I remember during, I think this was 2021 I did this, mm-hmm. or 2022, when we were still required to wear masks everywhere, the characters in Sanrio Puro Land wore masks. So when he met them, they had little masks on, which was so cute.
So cute. I wanted them to do that at Disney, and they never did.
I remember meeting Dear Daniel, and he had a mask on. And then you could buy his plush with the mask on.
I love it.
So cute. What about you? What are some of your favorites?
Right now, my absolute favorite, my family is haunted by them. The Mofusan design characters. I love them. There's not one specific character. It's just like, in general, like cute cats doing stupid things. So they're like Saminyan is like a cat wearing a shark outfit. And what's another one of my favorites? Saminyan. And I have a Hangyul Donnyan, which is one of the cats wearing a Hangyul Don costume. So I don't know if you've read the books that Mofusan releases, but one of the books is about these two cats that are brothers. And one of them works at like an office and the other works at a theme park. So the one at the theme park has to wear like little animal costumes and greet the people and do like a show and everything. Right. And at the end of the day, they get home and they're so tired and they do their grocery shopping and like relax at home. It's like really adorable. So I'm like a huge Mofusan fan. And I'm really glad to see that it's like really blowing up overseas as well. Like I know in Taiwan, it's like super huge. And I see a lot of people from Western countries as well visiting the Mofusan shop. And Hangyul Don is another super interesting character. So maybe you might have heard about it like recently because it's become like a massive Sanrio character. But it's actually a very old character. It's from the 1980s. And it just never, I was like super huge into Sanrio when I was a kid. I had no idea about this character. Like it had zero presence. And all of a sudden, it's everywhere. It's blown up. And it's one of the most popular Sanrio characters. It's like really wild. So that's also a favorite. But I think because it's kind of like Kimokawa, like you said, like creepy cute or ugly cute.
Yeah. He was quote unquote born in 1985.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't want to say old because I was born in 1985. I don't want to say it's old.
I
mean,
I was born like, yeah, I'm ancient. So
the last few times I've been to Sanrio Pureland and also the Sanrio Cafe and the stores. So what they do, I don't fully understand this. Maybe you understand. I'm not sure. But when you buy something, they give you these little tokens to vote on your favorite character, Sanrio character. Cool. There's hundreds of them, right? Like there's a lot of characters.
Oh, no, it's endless. Yeah.
So you vote for your favorite one, but I'm not sure what happens after that. So maybe, I don't know, maybe Hangyul Don people just started voting for him.
I don't know, but like they started releasing merch and it's like everywhere now.
Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah, I don't do the voting. I don't go to Sanrio Cafe or anything. Like I'm not like a Sanrio person. I love all the characters because, of course, they're adorable and I grew up with them. But I just love the Hangyul Don. And Sayuri is Hangyul Don's friend, the little octopus that they're always with.
Oh, my goodness. I just pulled up his Wikipedia page. I love how Sanrio characters have like these full on details of them. He was born March 14th. He's a Pisces. He, right? I think it's he. Yeah.
I think it's a he. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
They're a fellow foreigner. They're from China.
Yeah, they're from China. Mm-hmm. Hobbies include comedy. Likes include noodles, shrimp crackers. He has a habit where he starts crying for some reason when he's eating them. Oh. Oh my God. Chilled Chinese food, hot pots and hot springs. Description, very lonely. Oh. All right. Mother and father are unnamed. Spouse is...
They have a spouse?
King Yo-chan girlfriend, but it only lasted for 3 days, apparently.
That's amazing.
He has a sister, Sumire, and an unnamed older brother.
Are you kidding?
A bunch of friends, enemies, Lucius the Phantom Thief. Has an enemy? Lucius, who's Lucius?
I have come to learn that I love Hangyul Don even more than I did before.
Oh my goodness, this is amazing. Wait, then
what's their relationship to Sayuri? Because they're always with Sayuri, the octopus.
I don't see anything about Sayuri.
That's so weird.
I don't know. That's funny. We've given a lot of love to Hangyul Don. But yeah, I have noticed. There's a lot more merchandise of him now, all of a sudden.
Yes.
I'm not mad at it. It's cute.
I can't be. I love it. I love it. And like, it's like consuming me. Are you a fan of Shikawa?
Not really.
It's ridiculous. It's from Fuji TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just super hot right now. If you go to Character Street, I think it's the store with the longest line, like consistent longest line. And it's insane.
Yeah, Shikawa. They're all like these characters with like, big round heads,
yes,
right?
Yes, they have big round heads.
And small ears.
Their job, at least says, I haven't watched that many videos. The recent videos, their job is picking up grass. And there's different levels of like, if they pass a certain level on the grass picking up test, they can earn more money.
Okay.
It's just really freaking cute. I can't deal with it. But I'm not like, I don't own any merch or anything. I mean, probably because the store is too hard to get into. But again, this is also one that's kind of like, really popular, and it's kind of showing up more and more everywhere. But I would say the audience for this one is primarily Japanese.
Yeah, it seems like a very tied to what people enjoy in Japan. I see you have a Sumiko Gurashi on here.
Kids. Okay, so I want to say, like, should I mention it? Should I not mention it? Because I feel like their peak in popularity has kind of like met and it's kind of gone down. But it's also at the same time become such a mainstay. I guess I should have added it to the list of like the perennial favorites, because I think that's kind of what it's become. It's just like always there. And the kids always have it, no matter what. They love it. And it's just always in the atmosphere. It's always around wherever you go, like whether it's on snacks or at the store or anywhere.
Yeah, I guess for me, like, I don't resonate with those characters. It's obviously meant for younger children. Mm-hmm. But I do see them everywhere. Like you said, like, they're on snack food. Like, go into any store, they're going to be on something. Mm-hmm. Usually candy of some sort. Something that the kids want to buy.
Yeah, candy, stationery, all that kind of stuff, like accessories.
They are cute. Like, I understand.
They are super cute. I get it. But it's like you said, I also am not like super into it because I think, like you said, it's a younger demographic.
They look like little beans.
They do. You stack them.
They all look like little beans with just like different, they're all different like animals and stuff. It's very simple, I guess, simple character design, but sometimes that's what works, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Simple character
design. They dress them up in like little Halloween costumes and stuff. It's like super cute.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was just looking at your list here. So before we go on to your next one, I want to mention Doraemon.
Yes. How did I not add that to the list? I mean, that one should have been together with the one that's next. But I think Doraemon is like all ages, right?
Yeah, Doraemon's timeless, I think. Because it's been around for, oh goodness, Doraemon. I'm just Googling everything. Like, how long has Doraemon been around? It's been decades.
Yeah, forever. Like, definitely before I was born.
1969.
Yeah.
The manga was first serialized in December 1969.
And I think it's very popular. I don't know. It's not so popular in the West, but definitely throughout Asia, it's a massive character. It's like the Mickey Mouse of over here.
So he's a magical cat that doesn't have ears, but he has a magical pouch.
He's a robot cat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he has a magical pouch.
Yes. Various magical objects.
He pulls whatever he wants out of that pouch. Magical doors, you name it. He's probably pulled it out of that pocket.
Yes.
It was, so the English language version of it was licensed by Disney.
Disney messed it up. I don't know how they messed this up because it's massive like everywhere else.
Yeah. Oh, it was relatively recent.
Oh, really?
Recent-ish. 2014. So within the last 10 years. So I guess it's very, I guess lack of a better way to describe it. It's very Japanese. And the way it's like,
definitely relatable because anime. like the character Nobita-kun, he's like, hold on, I'm trying to say this without saying a bad word. He's kind of like, he's kind of a screw up, right? He kind of tries, but he's also kind of lazy and he messes up and, you know, but Doraemon's there to kind of like steer him in the right life direction. And I think that's like super relatable because like, I think a lot of the times there's these characters that are like, oh, they're so perfect, or they're the best at this, or they're the best at that. And there's an obstacle, but they're going to beat it because no matter what, they're going to surpass it and they're going to be the best. But Nobita-kun is not that.
No, he's not.
He's not. And his friends are very relatable. They're like your typical neighborhood kids. You got like the big guy. You got like the rich kid. You know, you got like the the girl next door. You got like, you know, and then they go on adventures. Like what would be like average kids? And what's really cool about Doraemon is that it's really appealing to children because it's like, it's also semi-education. It's like edutainment. So Doraemon's also associated with a lot of like cram schools and stuff. And when you get the school notebooks, you might get like a Doraemon notebook because it's also kind of associated with education. Like the kids go out and, you know, they learn things, you know, and like they learn life lessons, like you can't cut corners and stuff, which of course Nobita-kun is going to do. Who wouldn't? You know, he's like your average person, right? It's just really, I feel like it's really relatable. And it's like that friend that you wish you had, like when you were a kid, that you could go on all these adventures anywhere, anytime, like they time travel, like you could do anything your imagination can come up. These kids have those adventures, which is like fantastic.
Yeah. Like you said, it's one of those like really timeless ones, right? Mm-hmm. It's been around forever. They release a movie every single year.
Every year. I used to watch it every year. I used to bring the child and I wasn't mad about it. They're all super entertaining.
Well, in Universal Studios Japan always has something with Doraemon every year. There's a tie-in.
Absolutely.
With the VR coaster. It's usually Doraemon. I think it's still Doraemon right now, actually. Mm-hmm. Is it Doraemon? Yeah, it must be Doraemon. I think it's Doraemon. They change it so often. I don't know. It's hard to keep up. I guess kind of in the same vein, there's also an anime that's been around for a very long time, Crayon Shin-chan.
Crayon Shin-chan, another movie I would go to every year. And okay, so Crayon Shin-chan is kind of like, I want to say somewhat, almost like the Bart Simpson or like the Simpsons of Japan.
Yeah.
Like ish. It's like a Japanese, somewhat dysfunctional family. You know, and Crayon Shin-chan's kind of wild. He's like this wild kid. He's always pulling down his pants and dancing and like eating snacks showing and stuff. Bum. And let me tell you something about that. My son got to the age where he wanted to go to the Crayon Shin-chan movies. I'm like, oh no, here we go. But those movies are surprisingly heartwarming.
Oh, really?
So they're really crazy and like out there, like I'm talking out there. Some of them are like insane, but at the end you tear up because oh. They're kind of also emotional. It's actually fun.
It's one of those that I don't think would translate well outside of Japan because it's very tied to like the Japanese family dynamic.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, there's some stuff in it that is, I would say inappropriate.
I don't know.
Well, there's just like some things, like, you know, pulling down the pants is kind of funny.
The kids do that, man. Kids are crazy.
Yeah, they do. I've seen like chatter about it before, but I haven't watched enough to really know.
It's actually pretty funny. Like, I think even for adults, like the TV show is pretty funny sometimes.
I get that. Another one I see you have written here, the Anpanman.
Yeah, let's go younger. Anpanman.
Like that is kids.
It's
like
the basis
young children.
Of Japanese society.
Anpanman, yeah. If you're someone who, if you live in Japan and you have a child, they probably like Anpanman.
They will go to an Anpanman movie at some point. Probably, again, like Doraemon, every year, probably multiple movies. There's the Anpanman Museum in Yokohama. Anpanman, there's like a massive young kids Anpanman toy selection, like endless. Everything is Anpanman. And it's a massive character. Like, actually, I was just yesterday on the lookout because my sister-in-law wanted these Anpanman cups that are doing like a tie-in with this drink. I forgot. I think it was Kalpis or something. And so we were on the hunt for it. We couldn't find it. I'm like, let's just Mercari it, you know? But again, massive. Everyone loves Anpanman. I mean, Anpanman, it's also kind of like wild because Anpanman is like this character. He's like a superhero. They're all food, right? They're all breads, like Melon Banchan and except for like, I don't know, Donkin-chan and Viking Man, which I don't know what Donkin-chan is, but Viking Man is like bacteria. And so like they're also involved with like kids' hygiene. They teach you hygiene and so they teach you everything, all the basics. When Anpanman wants to help someone, they're like hurt or they need help, you can take a bite out of Anpanman's head and like revitalize. It's kind of interesting.
Anpanman's a red bean. Yeah, he's the red bean paste filled pastry.
Yes. And the Anpanman Museum has a great bakery as well.
I just pulled up the Wikipedia page here. And the manga ran from 1973 to 2013. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it ended was because the author, Yanase Takashi, passed away in 2013. So that's when it ended. And then in 2002, it overtook Hello Kitty as Japan's top grossing character. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, Anpanman
is massive.
I've never really
looked into this that much.
Everybody loves Anpanman.
Man, there's so many Japanese characters. I guess we can talk about characters that were made overseas.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, begin a life of their own in Japan.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Moomin. I see you have Moomin here.
I have them as a group because I think this group appeals to like a certain type of woman, like a young woman, older woman. Miffy, Moomin, and Barba Papa.
Yeah.
Are very, very popular.
Miffy, where's Miffy from? Oh, it's Dutch. Miffy's Dutch. Moomin is from the...
Finland.
There we go. Yes. Wanted to get it right. And Barba Papa's from France, if I remember correctly. Isn't
so it's
it?
Kind of like this European aesthetic, which is very, very popular with, in particular, women. But I think also, again, it appeals to everybody. But that particular demographic, it's very, very strong.
Yeah, that makes sense. I remember, because I grew up in Canada, since I can never say it. Barba Papa. Barba Papa was originally in French. And of course, in Canada, our second language is French.
Yes.
So I remember reading these books in French growing up.
Aww.
So it's weird for me to see it in English, actually.
Yeah.
They took a life of their own in Japan.
Mm-hmm. And same with characters like Snoopy.
Oh, yes, Snoopy. Snoopy's huge. Snoopy's massive. In Japan.
It's kind of wild.
Moomin to the point where Moomin has a theme park in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's only two theme parks in the world, and one's in Finland. The other one's in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about Miffy, I'll be honest. I know the character, but that's about where it ends.
Miffy's super cute.
Like, I guess, like, I'm not the demographic for it.
No, yeah.
It's not something that I gravitate towards.
Yeah.
What other characters? I'm sure we're missing some.
I mean, there's tons. I can't believe Moomin, I left out Doraemon. Or, like, oh my God, talk about a moment.
There's so many, yeah.
You know, but yeah, there's so many that it's easy to leave, like, even something big out, you know?
Yeah, so if you're listening and you're yelling at us because we missed your favorite character, we're sorry. There's just so many characters. We're not going to get to every single one.
Impossible. And I also, like, once we're done, like, going through this, I also want to talk about characters that are a bit more, like, it's more of a niche audience. But before we get to that, I want to talk about, like, these perennial favorites. They're always there. They're always in the ether. They're always, maybe always going to be popular. I don't know. But it feels that way. It certainly feels that way.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, like Nintendo, like you mentioned. Ghibli.
Yeah, and, like, Nintendo characters were made in Japan.
Yeah.
Mario, Luigi, even though they're Italian plumbers, they were made in Japan. Princess Peach, Toad, Bowser, all of those characters were created in Japan. Mm-hmm. Very beloved around the world.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to really get into that too much because we all know those characters.
Yeah, same with Ghibli. Just like the aesthetic, the films, like everybody, it's just massive.
Yeah, the Ghibli characters. And of course, the Disney characters, I guess, like, more in the sense of, like, at the parks and stuff.
But just everywhere. Like, at flower shops, at the 100 yen store, at the ice cream shop. Like, Disney is literally everywhere.
To the point where, even if you went, kind of going back to, like, local characters, if you go to, like, some of these tourist places, like Kyoto, mm-hmm. or wherever, you might find a keychain or something that has, like, the name of the city.
Yeah.
And then there will be, like, Mickey or Minnie or a character in, like, a kimono or something on that keychain.
Yes.
With the name of that city on there, which I think is pretty fun. Same thing with Sanrio characters.
And the same, like, with Pokemon.
Mainly Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon as well. Like, you can find Pikachu. I think Pikachu is on a keychain hugging every single tower that exists in Japan.
Yeah. Yeah,
or, like,
yeah.
Some structure.
Absolutely.
There's ones with him, like, Tokyo Tower, Sky Tree.
There's a tourism spot, you will find these characters there.
Mm-hmm. I see you have a whole bunch of other characters. I don't know some of these, actually.
Precure?
What's Precure?
Overseas, I do see people talking about it as well. It's like a magical girl show that's been around for years now. And they actually do some pretty cool, like, groundbreaking stuff. Like, they've finally introduced, like, a boy Precure. And it's, like, very, very cool. Like, they've had adult Precure. Like, it's, like, very interesting. And so it's just, like, massive, massive with little girls, but also with some adults. And I also see, like I said, like, on social media, I do see people overseas talking about it. But I don't know very much about it. It's just massive, though.
I do see. Okay, I have seen it around, but I don't know too much about it.
And they have these movies, kind of like the Sentai movies, where they just gather all the Precure characters into, like, one movie.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot.
It's a lot. Speaking of, like, Sentai, which is, like, I guess in the West, like, Power Rangers, Sentai, or Kamen Rider, like, Masked Rider. Again, massive, massive. And for years and years and years, like, generations back. And they, again, with, like, these, like, Sentai, these, like, Power Rangers characters, they have movies that have all the Sentai characters. Again, another thing, I used to take my son to, like, that movie. They would have the movie where they gather everybody and they have, like, the old actors and everything, which is, like, really cool. And Kamen Rider, another one, which is very popular with adults because I think first of all, Kamen Rider is very good looking, but also the girls on the show are very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, the show is aimed at kids, but if you go to the cinema, there will be a lot of adults there with no kids.
Yeah, there's the arcade game too. I remember I think that's where I see it the most, is the arcade game. I think it's a card game.
Yeah. Just a massive, massive thing.
It's made by Bandai. So Bandai does, like, you know, arcade games and stuff.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. So many characters. If you're someone who loves a certain character, there's something there, mm-hmm. in Japan. I know we didn't really touch on anime because anime is its whole own
thing. That's its own thing. What I want to mention about anime characters, and some ways video game characters as well, they're kind of, like, in the same category, very popular and you will see them, but it's more of like a seasonal marketing cycle. It's kind of really interesting. It's more niche. So when you want to go purchase things for like, especially like video games and anime, depending on what the anime is, because if we're talking One Piece, that's a different situation. But it's a lot yeah. harder to know what's going on unless you follow the social media accounts. So if you like a certain video game or if you like a certain animated show or comic book or like manga, follow their accounts and follow their merch accounts. And you'll know what's going on and where to go and where to shop, because it's specific shops for a limited time with limited goods and they sell out and they're gone. Okay. And there are exceptions, like Jump has a store that's always selling Jump merch. Like One Piece is like its whole other thing.
Yeah. It has an entire store.
This is kind of like one of those. It's become one of those mainstays, like different generations from adult to very young kids. It's beloved. I don't know anything about it. I never followed it. And my son read it briefly and he gave it up because there was too many manga. And I have bought him a good chunk of it. I feel like I'm like, I bought you all these books. He's like, yeah, I'm over it. And I'm like, stop.
Fine.
Darn it.
That's hilarious.
That's like a whole other level. You know what I mean?
Anime is a whole other thing.
It's a different category.
Maybe touch on quickly about where you can find these characters. I know we kind of mentioned it passingly.
Well, some of them you can find everywhere.
Yeah. Like you can walk into 7-Eleven, there'll be something there.
Yeah.
But like we've mentioned Character Street mm-hmm. a couple of times. That's a street in Tokyo Station.
Yeah.
Just follow the signs called Character Street. That's where a lot of these characters that we did mention are there.
They'll have dedicated stores.
Yeah. They have dedicated stores. Like there's a Pokemon store there. There's mm-hmm. a Disney character, Kittyland, Disney Avenue shop, plus all these other characters. Like there's
Mofusan.
Yeah. Mofusan, Sanrio, Ghibli. Kamen Rider. I've seen that. Ultraman.
Yes, absolutely. Those are massive.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned Ghibli already. There's no Nintendo, but there might be some Nintendo characters, like obviously Pokemon and I think Kirby.
The Kirby is Cafe. Also there the as Kirby well. Sweets shop, right?
Yeah. So that opened recently, like the last 6 months or something.
Uh huh.
That's a good place to go. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if there's a big mall somewhere, there's going to be some sort of character shop in there somewhere. Shibuya has them. A good place to go is, I know you've mentioned it many times, is Ikebukuro.
Yeah.
Tons of character stuff there.
But it's harder. Ikebukuro is harder because there are these kind of like, again, niche shops that you have to kind of know
yeah.
where they are. But even like Animate is a big chain. Like the 100 yen store. You go to the 100 yen store and like they actually have a pretty big second wave Mofusan line, Disney, Sanrio. Now they have anime too. They have Attack on Titan. They have One Piece. They have mm-hmm. like everything now. It's like, it's actually pretty wild. They're kind of like pulling in all these IPs now. You go to stationery shops. Stationery shops have all these character things. I don't know how to say it. I don't know what these shops are called. I guess Zaka stores, like Zaka, they have various names, but they're everywhere. Yeah. They're in every mall. And they're basically like aimed at teens, young adults, and young children. Like it's kind of like that whole big demographic, but they'll have like everything, whether it's backpacks or stationery or masks or umbrellas or like handbags, like whatever you can think of. And it's like just like small merch, but like a wide variety of things. And they will have like a lot of character goods.
It's hard to not find them.
And the capsule machines.
Endless capsule machines.
Yeah.
Endless.
All these characters, you will find them in capsule machines in some capacity.
Somewhere. Yes. Yeah.
Arcades, those little those crane games, which I am terrible at, so I don't do it. But
I'm not too bad at them, but I just don't need any more plush is my thing.
No, no. I mean, yeah. It gets to a point Nobody where it's is. Like, oh, no.
Yeah, that's too much, especially, you know, living in Japan for so long. It's just like, okay, I don't need another gigantic plush, you know?
And then like another like fun thing to do, and it's just, this you'll just find by wandering, unless you follow the official accounts. But if you walk through any train station at any given point in time, there is some kind of pop-up shop in all the different yeah. stations, okay? So you're bound to find something just as you move about the city or the different cities.
I've found like random stuff I didn't even know was happening. This is not really Japan character specific, but I was in Akihabara. Oh, this was probably back in April.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking, I can't remember exactly where I was, but I was walking and I looked and I saw this sign and there was a Dead by Daylight, which is a video game. Mm-hmm. There was a Dead by Daylight pop-up shop. And I thought, oh, I had no idea. And it just started today. Cool.
Yeah.
So I walked in and they had all this Dead by Daylight merchandise that I had no idea was even existed. And I ended up buying a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Because the thing is, you have to, if you're really into something, you have to follow the official accounts because they're doing things constantly, especially when there's a release coming out. But Akihabara Station is actually a really good one for pop-up shops. There's almost always something, whether they had Mofusan a couple of months ago, I've seen Doraemon. There's always something there and you just have to come across it.
100%. Well, I think, yeah, we've gone pretty in depth with different characters and stuff. So if you're listening, let us know what your favorite characters are. Let us know somewhere on social media. Just let us know. Before we go, though, we want to thank some wonderful explorers who are supporting us over on Patreon. So if you want to support us, you can head on over to patreon.com/TDR now. And a big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Chris B, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Shani B, Harry, Marina, Beth, and Eli.
And thank you to Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie H, Michelle, Marie, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kay, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy, and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, Paige, and Tara.
And remember to rate, review us, you know, wherever you're listening to us, and make sure you hit that follow button so you don't miss any of our new episodes. You can find us on our website at tdrexplorer.com. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, Chief Content Editor for TDR Explorer, and I'm the one that needs to look up what this otter's name is because it is bothering me. I just remember it's a very strange name. That's all I remember. And joining as always is the wonderful Patricia.
Man, yeah. I'm going to roll around in my Mofusan pile of plush like a maniac. You guys, keep exploring. And like, you know, that's part of the fun of these character shops is that you never know where you're going to encounter it. So it's kind of like a lucky chance to come across them sometimes. And you're like, oh my God. And some of it's like regional. Some of it is like limited design. So just like have fun exploring around and seeing what you find.
Exactly. All right, explorers. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.